Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic honors victims of the 1968 Warsaw Pact invasion in ceremonies throughout the country. Poland's last communist president apologizes for his country's role in crushing the Prague Spring. And a Czech athlete breaks his own world record for long-distance swimming. Ceremonies took place throughout the Czech Republic on Sunday to mark the anniversary of the 1968 invasion of then Czechoslovakia by Warsaw Pact troops. The invasion, 37 years ago today, marked an end to the democratization process that came to be known as the Prague Spring. Czech President Václav Klaus spent part of the day in Brno, where he spoke at the opening of an exhibition of historic photographs and documents from the period. Meanwhile, the last communist-era president of Poland has apologized for the participation of his country in the 1968 invasion and occupation of the former Czechoslovakia. Wojciech Jaruzelski made his apology during an interview with the Czech service of the BBC. Former President Václav Havel is the greatest Euro-optimist on the Czech political scene today, while his successor, Václav Klaus, is the most Euro-skeptic. This, according to a new poll of public perceptions by the STEM agency. Asked to name a pro-European politician, aside from Havel, respondents named three high-profile Social Democrat Party members. Among them, former Prime Minister Stanislav Gross, the current man in the job, Jiří Paroubek, and ex-premier Vladimír Špidla, now a European commissioner. Apart from Klaus, the poll found that people consider Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek and Communist Party head Miroslav Grebeníček as the most Eurosceptic Czech politicians. The Czech swimmer Richard Blatný has set a new world record in long-distance freshwater swimming. On Sunday morning, by his calculations, Blatný completed an 81.7-kilometer swim after spending 29 hours in the Vltava River. His previous best, a 54-kilometer swim 4 years ago, is entered in the Guinness Book of World Records. Mr. Blatný, who is 40 years old, is among the 11 Czechs to have swum the English Channel. He also holds the Czech record in the length of time spent in very cold water. In January, he spent 57 minutes in the Vltava, when the water temperature was a brisk 1.5 degrees Celsius. And finally, the weather. Occasional light rain is still in the forecast for the next couple of days, with daytime highs in the low to mid-20s. I'm Brian Kennedy. Stay tuned now to Radio Prague for the rest of our program.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, and I'm Rob Cameron. Coming up in Radio Prague's Sunday program, in a few minutes we'll have Letter from Prague, written by Pavla Horáková. That will be followed by this week's edition of The Magic Carpet. But let's start with your letters and emails and comments about our program's mailbox.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox. After 2 weeks, I'm back again, and thanks very much to Dita Asiedu for standing in for me while I was away. Thank you very much for the emails and letters that keep arriving in Radio Prague's letterbox. And let's start off with this one, sent in by Philip Stiff from Winnipeg, Manitoba in central Canada. He's writing in response to our request for comments on the role of international broadcasting.
I used to listen to your broadcasts on shortwave, but to be honest, reception on shortwave is very difficult in my area, not just for Radio Prague, but for shortwave in general. Recently, however, I bought one of these brand new compact digital Sirius satellite radio receivers that I can use in my home and my car. So now I can listen to your broadcasts very reliably, since they come in very well on the World Radio Network channel on Sirius, directly from the orbiting satellites.
And Philip goes on to say,
I think that international broadcasters should focus more on culture and arts of their respective country rather than hard news. This is usually the type of programming I prefer the most. I think international broadcasters need to resist the temptation to go internet only to reduce their short-term costs. Internet radio isn't real radio in my mind. It's too cumbersome and it just doesn't feel like radio to me. Real radio is compact and portable. This is why technologies like shortwave and now Sirius XM WorldSpace satellite radio should be used to make your broadcasts as widely available as possible.
Thank you very much for that comment, and please keep them coming. We are always interested to know what you think of the role of international radio, the content of Radio Prague broadcasts, or the quality of reception in your area. Now back to a topic we've spoken of a couple of times in the past. In July, we answered a question from our listener Mary Kretschmann, who noticed that the Czech characters in our ABC of Czech series on the internet were not displaying properly. Soon after that, we got an email from our faithful listener David Eldridge from the UK, backing up Mary Kretschmann's comments about Czech characters on ABC. I passed those comments on to our internet department, and they finally worked out that it was actually me who was responsible for the wrongly displayed characters. Basically, the ABC pages have different settings than all the other English pages, and therefore, due to some technical reasons which I don't understand, if they are later edited, the settings get changed. I actually did some minor edits in a few earlier programs, and by doing so, I disrupted something in the settings, so the Czech characters turned into different signs of the alphabet. But everything has now been put right, and it shouldn't happen again. I sincerely apologize to everyone for any inconvenience when reading our ABC program, and thank you, Mary Kretschmann and David Eldridge, for alerting us to the problem. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Eldridge, who's been listening to Radio Prague since the 1960s, actually paid us a visit here in Prague earlier this week, and we used the opportunity to ask him a few questions, including how he combines shortwave listening and listening on the internet.
I prefer the shortwave broadcast because it puts me into a routine that I want to be put into, to have set aside a certain time each day, just sit down, have a meal and listen to the shortwave broadcast at that particular time. Reception in Britain is usually quite good, and that's the way I prefer, though I am increasingly coming round to listen to the internet at times when I haven't been able to hear the broadcasts, like at the moment being in Prague, I shall have to go home and listen to the last few days on the internet. And secondly, at times when reception is bad, which is probably about 10% of the time or a little bit less, then it is useful to be able to switch to the internet live broadcasts and listen to the programs in clarity. I hope that you continue on shortwave. I think that's important, not for me so much, but certainly it is important for many of your listeners, I'm sure. Where the internet is not so readily available, I think it's important.
And if you are interested in hearing what Mr. Eldridge, who first tuned into a Radio Prague broadcast in 1964, thinks about broadcasts now and the changes in the Czech Republic since 1989, you can hear the full interview in one of our future one-on-one programs. And we only have enough time left for our competition question for the month of August. Our mystery man for August was born in 1943 in the Canary Islands to a Spanish mother and a Czech father. Reportedly, he was raised on a banana plantation. He began by studying architecture and literature, but abandoned his studies after just a year and moved to Paris in 1968. He moved to London 2 years later, where he worked briefly as a photographer, and then to New York, where he dedicated himself to shoe design. Since the 1970s, his shoes have been synonymous with high glamour and are sought after by many famous people, from celebrities to royalty. Please send your answer to us by the end of August to the usual address, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or english@radio.cz. Till next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Pavla. And Pavla stays in the studio for this week's Letter from Prague.
During my recent holiday, I made a few date trips to castles and interesting places around Bohemia. Passing through towns and villages, I was pleased to see that slowly but surely they are losing the greyness they acquired during the communist era. Buildings are being renovated and houses are getting new, fresh coats of paint. But there is also another trend which started in the mid-1990s and continues, although many critical voices have been raised against it. It is the mushrooming of whole districts of small prefabricated houses around Prague and other cities, and now increasingly further away into the country. It is usually cheaper to buy a ready-made house in the country than renovate an old one or a flat in Prague. But what has been criticised about them, and what is actually apparent when you see them, is that they are built with little respect to the surrounding countryside, and often, it seems to me, even to the people who are going to live in them. I understand that people want to own their own place with a garden, out in the country where the air is cleaner. But so often you find those houses built along highways, so close to the traffic, that the people must get all the fumes right in their windows. Also, the plots are so tiny and right next to each other that the inhabitants look straight into each other's windows, a situation resembling the cramped conditions in Panelaki, the communist-era prefab high-rise buildings known as rabbit hutches that these people have probably escaped from. Also, these houses are mostly built on a green field, with no infrastructure, no shops, no schools, and no sense of community, making their inhabitants totally car-dependent. And, in my personal view, with only a few exceptions, the unimaginative architecture is downright ugly. The pastel tone clones don't even make an effort to fit the countryside. On the other hand, in nearby villages you can often see 18th or 19th century farmhouses with beautiful gables and large farmyards, which are in a bad state of repair, often close to total dilapidation. It is a heartbreaking sight. The newly built prefab villages came to be known in Czech as podnikatelovice, meaning something like small entrepreneursville, after the social group who first started to build them some 10 years ago. There seems to be no social class as yet with enough money, courage and taste who would take care of those other historic and valuable houses built in harmony with the landscape, with respect to nature and community. But in another 10 years, it might be too late.
Měl jsem já tam krajárečku, Bože můj, zarazí ta krajní dům. Měl jsem já tam krajárečku, kdyby mě jú zelí dát, kdyby mě jú zelí dát, věděl bych jú, ach můj Bože, milovat, kdyby mě jú. Věděl bych jo, ach můj Bože, velně bych jú šanoval, velně bych jú šanoval, ale v noci ach můj Bože miloval.
We'll just have to wait and see, Pavla. And taking us to the end of today's programme is this week's edition of our music programme, The Magic Carpet, presented by Petr Doruška.
Hello and welcome to Magic Carpet, bringing you music from the Czech Republic. The French word boudoir specifies a woman's dressing room. So if a band calls themselves an old lady's boudoir, what kind of message do you expect? Obviously, they combine irony and humor, and they are very individualistic too. We are not modern, we are not virtuosi, you can read on their website. 3 of 5 members of the band are female. All of them sing, and they play violin, guitars, drums and bass. Yet the most original essence of their music is in their songs, and especially in their attitude. Pass through the garden, carefully walk on the ice. We enter the moonlit night and roll down on the sledge with the jingle bells. Quietly we sneak into a house where an old couple is sleeping, entering their dream. We move down south, through a burning village to the square and jump down into a well and enter the dark underworld. And immediately we fly with our wings high, sliding from skies back to earth. But we can never catch the wolf who is disappearing in this dance. With these words, the band Old Ladies Boudoir explains the title of their last album, talking about the wolf. If they lived 80 years earlier, they would certainly be called surrealists, but today they are described as alternative punk rock. Many of their songs feel like dreams put to music. Here's another example. Noc co noc, every night.
Co noc brám tě ve tmě, ve mně, ve městě, kde nikdo ne.
Every night by the Czech band Old Ladies Boudoir. But the dreams and the darkness of night are not their only inspiration. Their last album, Talking About the Wolf, includes several texts by well-known Czech poets put to music. The next one is about a love affair between a woman and the moon, a musical adaptation of a poem by Václav Hrabě, who was the Czech contemporary to the American beat poets. Náměsíčná, a sleepwalking girl. Boudoir Staré Dámy, Old Ladies Boudoir, an unusual band consisting of three women and two men, are based in Brno in the east of Czech Republic. From their last album, Talking About the Wolf, here is another dreamlike song, an epic illusion of a traveler who finds himself in Africa, haunted by tigers, lions and heat. The song is called Sam Sam, Alone Alone. And that is all we had time for in today's program. Thanks for listening to this edition of Magic Carpet, which came to you on Radio Prague and was presented by Petr Doruška.
Když jsem se toulal jako vyslanec tou nepoddajnou horkou zemí, přepadli mě mouři černí, já v kurnách stromů chtěl spát. To s tigrou, 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 tigrou. Šel strach. Mm.
nade mnou stála žena.
Vichřice byla a déšť lil, ubožák Běloch přišel sám a vyčerpán. Vichřice byla a déšť lil, ubožák Běloch přišel sám a vyčerpán. Mějme soucit s ubohým Bělochem, mějme soucit s ubohým Bělochem, mějme soucit s ubohým Bělochem, mějme soucit s ubohým Bělochem. Je sám, sám a vyčerpán.
Ještě byl promáhán. To za to, za to, proto za to, za to, za to, že jsem boudil sám.
Běloch přišel sám a vyčerpán. Vichřice byla a déšť lil, ubožák Běloch přišel sám a vyčerpán.
Mějme soucit s ubohým Bělochem, mějme soucit s ubohým Bělochem, mějme soucit s ubohým Bělochem.